We're live here. We're Camp San Francisco 2014. It's been a great day. You're Dradcast live with Matt Mullenweg. What's going on, man?
Matt, good to see you.
It's been a while.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Even though this is a special San Fran or WordCamp San Francisco edition, this would be the third time you've sat on the Dradcast. So
third time's a charm.
Third time is the charm.
Not many folks have done that, so that's it's a feat in itself. Only appropriate.
Well, how many times have you been on the Dradcast?
Well, there's two of us that have actually totaled 95 episodes, not including what we're doing here today.
Oh, wow.
That's Dradcast WP late night prior to Dradcast kicking off 2 years ago.
Wow.
So it's been around a little while now.
They can't shut us up. Times.
What's that?
Once you do it, what are you doing for 100? Like, what's the big?
I don't know.
We need a cake or something.
Yeah.
I mean, we did,
a party.
Cakes for WordPress's 10-year anniversary.
That was cool.
It's only appropriate to have cakes
for the 100th episode. Yeah. Going into triple digits.
That's it. Triple digits.
Congratulations.
We're going to get real serious about this.
I don't know. This is not as serious. I think that anybody will tolerate at this point. It's great to hear you every year to stay the word. So really, really cool stuff. I think some of the dialogues that step back in terms of mobile and that real push, which certainly is important. I see that continue to grow year over year. We talked, or you talked a bit through the application framework piece becoming more popular and the numbers increasing there. But mobile is a big deal.
Yeah, there are now more phones on the planet than people.
That is amazing.
It's crazy. I had no idea.
The
smartphones.
Well, smartphones. You showed a picture of this the old Razer. I don't know that.
It was a picture of the announcement of the Pope. So it's in the Vatican Square when they announced the last Pope versus this one. And I guess it'll be online soon. Actually, it should be online in about an hour.
You can check it on your phone probably. That'd be really good. So. Where do you see this going? I mean, there's been a lot of movement with the application, with the WordPress-specific application, but now we're starting to see even frameworks creating applications using WordPress. We're starting to see people really push beyond just responsive design on their site, but phone apps becoming prevalent. I mean, how quickly do you think that's going to grow? Do you see adoption moving pretty quickly there?
That I don't actually know. Be honest, because I feel like it's still very, very early days. Like the things that we do on mobile don't yet feel very mature, right? There's still a lot of, like J-Trip was just talking, there's still a lot of bugs that you hit, there's still a lot of sort of barriers to the user experience. Even it's not really clear, like there's things that allow you to create an app really quick and easily from your website. It's not clear that users really want that, You visit how many websites per month? Hundreds. Would you want an app for every single one of those? No, you would never do that. You want, I think the average is 30 apps, of which like 10 to 15 get used pretty actively. And people visit many more websites for it. So the whole content versus app thing, I think, is still working itself out. And I feel like the web is still king for content, but it's not clear if that gets mediated by social networks. So it's really the web inside the Facebook app.
Sure.
That is people's connection to it or inside the Twitter app. Whether things like Google Now and how they integrate with Chrome might start driving a lot more traffic to different sort of web native things. Android L, putting, essentially Chrome tabs at equal footing with apps is a really, really big deal. I think Android L comes out next week or something. So we're at an exciting time, and I don't know what's going to happen. That's part of what makes it fun.
Well, sure. I mean, it's clear that there's a need to have more focus and drive around having at least the experience where it's pushing that content.
But there's table stakes now. You have to be responsive.
Totally.
You have to, work on slow connections. You need to do these things just to even be relevant. So
the performance being a big piece of that.
But it's, it was tough. Like, I had to lead a release personally to get the responsive stuff in. It's easy to get distracted by some of the more under the hood things or some of the other things we're doing in WordPress and forget about some of these big picture changes.
Yeah, there's quite a few announcements that you made today. One that I thought was pretty exciting.
It was jam-packed.
Jam-packed.
It's probably the most packed WordCamp, say the words ever.
Downstairs, it was like just as packed. I mean, so there's, there's people watching from all over the place.
Nice.
We've
never had this many announcements. Usually
there was a lot
stats.
Of announcements. One more thing, right?
So, one more thing.
One more thing.
I didn't want to, you know, I just love Steve Jobs so much. Yeah. I didn't want to even reference him. It's too tough.
Yeah, that's the respect for that. So one of the big announcements that I thought was really interesting was the whole idea of a WordCamp US. Mm-hmm. And you said that basically this is going to be the last WordCamp San Fran here at Mission Bay, which you've done. This is the seventh year.
I'm really going to miss this place. It's kind of beautiful.
I see you get a little sentimental on stage. You told everyone to touch the wall during lunch and just kind of say your goodbyes. But, you know, like you said, it's growing up. So you kind of outgrow this space. So it's going to be somewhere else next year. But you're also doing this idea of WordCamp US. So tell us a little bit about that and what people can expect.
Yeah. There's been talk of this before. You know, someone asked why it's not called WordCon.
That's come up more than once. Yeah.
And just the idea that something that's not a WordCamp, that maybe could take 3,000 to 5,000 to 8,000 people at it, and maybe has, instead of just this, you know, dozen sponsors, maybe there could be 100 there. And you can kind of walk around like a trade booth, like you're at CES or something like that.
Does it become something where there's a differentiation between sponsors and then vendors that are on the show floor type setup, along with educational tracks? Because you look at mature.
You definitely could have that. I mean, we did a San Francisco once, and I think we did New York once. It had like 8 tracks.
Yeah,
I was at that one.
Right? It's kind of intense, but it's also kind of amazing because you know, our community is really diverse. They have a lot of different things they're looking for. And now we have bits of this in the track. I mean, we have the bloggers coming up to close out today. Like, we have lots of different types of speakers. But not whole tracks of that type of content. So it just allows, you know, people to choose their own adventure.
You mentioned Europe and how that may have influenced or at least...
It was kind of where we tested the concept out.
It was impressive. Like, I've been to 50-plus WordCamps. Uh-huh. Top 5, no doubt. I mean, just an amazing culture there.
What made it impressive for you?
I think it's...
As a WordCamp pro, I think you might have been more than me now.
It's been crazy. I think it was the culture. It was certainly the interaction with people and their sheer passion, not just for WordPress, but open source. Yeah. And there's a lot of people, right? And everybody was just so engaged and just really pushing open source, really pushing WordPress. So it's just a really impactful event. Certainly, if we see that at that scale here in the U.S., I think you can reach those numbers and clearly pass that over time.
I think also hearing about some of the challenges that they face on the internationalization side, which was a big topic today. But actually, everyone that sat down here today has mentioned it.
Yeah, definitely.
And actually being in the middle of that circle and at WordCamp Europe, that's obviously a very hot topic because dealing with that every single day where we may not be. So
it's kind of amazing there is a WordCamp Europe given how bad some of our internationalization stuff is.
And it's a big and great event, but to hear that firsthand and kind of understand the challenges when it's easy for us to be in this bubble of English speaking, we're in the U.S.
It seems for us,
it's very eye-opening. So I came away from that learning a lot.
So it's saddening almost. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, we're this far along, but we're not really that far along.
It's, you know, it's the biggest opportunity. So I think this is probably the next one to tackle. Between internationalization and mobile, like, we have literally the rest of the world that's untapped still. So everything that we've done with WordPress is still just, you know, less than 1% of what it could be.
That's crazy.
And it's still powering, we're up to what,
23.2%.
Which, I mean, that's just...
Give me another month or two for that.
I mean, did you just wake up some days and think, what happened? Like, how did this happen? I mean, seriously, that number is like...
I wake up every day and think, how are we going to make that higher?
That's the good way to look at it. It's just like, it's mind-blowing, that number, and the amount of, like, sites that actually is running it, you know?
Well, localization. You talked about the plugins and being able to, hey, I need this in Spanish or what have you, getting that those descriptions and all that content so I can make decisions around what I want to use. That's going to open up a lot of opportunities.
Sure.
You should see those numbers grow pretty quickly, I would assume.
Well, I think it'll start slow at first, but it, just like WordPress did in the beginning, it'll pick up steam very organically over the years. So we need to do it now so that 5 years from now, maybe a majority of contributors aren't in English. But it's not going to be next year. It is one of these things, though, that, you know, when I had the realization that if you were in Spanish, there was basically no plugin or theme directory, it was a couple of years ago, and I was like, wow, like, what are they doing? Like, that's the whole benefit of WordPress. Like, why would you... Why would you want it without the plugins and themes? And then, you know, you talk to folks and say, well, they know a little bit of English. They figure it out. They learn some in school. They kind of like hack their way around it, but they're still, it's not a native experience.
It's
native language and native development.
Pretty big barrier. I mean, how many of those folks are just not going to take that time? How many are we losing because they're just that maybe they don't never did study that the English that that others did, or just don't have the time to weed through that. Yeah, that's a huge opportunity.
I'm glad the community has decided about it, though. So that's, I mean, that's one of my chief goals, both with WordCamp San Francisco and with the State of the Word, is to, what are the blind spots that we're having right now? Like, what are the things that we're not thinking about that we need to be? And just, you know, getting folks excited about it. Because I could stand up there all day and talk my head off, nothing happened. It really needs, we need 1,000 people that are just as excited about the same thing, all working on it together and taking a little chunk of it.
What are steps folks can take? I mean, it really... start driving that from there. And I mean, so talking about it, we're going to evangelize it. We're going to do what we can to help out at a bigger scale. I mean, having folks get involved with that.
Probably the biggest thing is actually improvements to GlobPress right now. So if there's developers listening to this, I know you have a pretty techy audience. GlobPress is kind of, if you want to have a huge impact on WordPress, it's one of those projects that has small enough, has few enough developers, and it's so central to a lot of the things that we want to do. You can have a huge impact. Because GlobPress is going to be the basis of how we do all this, essentially. The next big tricky thing is going to be translating plugin and theme descriptions. So all the metadata that's attached to plugins and themes.
It's a whole lot of content.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of content. It's also embedded in the PHP file.
Yeah, so there's that.
So, you know, think how the README standard works, right. Things like that. So, I mean, it's not impossible. We just need to figure out a way to do this and do it. And we've done it before with like plugin headers, plugin banners, plugin support forms. Yeah, we've done lots of these things. But that, I think, is the blocker. That's what's keeping this from happening today. And that's what we're working on doing before December 10th when 4.1 comes out. And then it's just going to be about people who are bilingual translating as much as possible.
I love it. And the involvement's been a big topic lately. So you put out a great post here, and it got a lot of traction, a lot of people writing posts.
Are you guys signing up? Anything you want to announce right here? Yes. So.
Oh, you're looking for breaking news, are you?
Looking for breaking news.
I just like I like my podcast to be interesting. Like, yeah, so you're fine for the future.
Yes. So we definitely want to figure out how to make that work. And it's actually a topic that I want to talk about tomorrow at the Community Summit is businesses contributing back and how we can make that work for our business. Because it's something we want to do. We're big about contributing back, and whatever way you contribute or whatever you're passionate about doing that, we'd like to, you know, support our team to do that. What we need to figure out is how that works for a company, you know, when you have 30 employees and to make that work. I know there's ways to do it, and we looked at people like Automatic and other companies that are doing it. And that's why I want to talk to some of those companies to figure out how can we do it so it makes sense for us, and we certainly want to. So
30 would be about a person and a half for the time.
Person and a half, yeah.
It's about 60 hours per week. So it could be 2 hours a week from each person, or it could be,
we're looking at like half day contributor days for the company, stuff like that. We're looking at, you know, help a go answer one support message a day, you know, once a day, go in there and just help some, you know, answer a question.
Doing support is so like good for learning too.
Certainly is. I mean, I did it early days with WordPress as well. The support forums were really a vehicle for me to start. Oh, that's how that works.
Awesome. And it's humbling
and then
too.
It certainly is. And then you start seeing the same questions. You mentioned it today. Like, well, I just had that answer. Like, I just went through that. And then you go back and a really great way to continue to share that.
How about you? Five for the future?
I'm sorry?
Five for the future?
Well, look, I think it makes sense to contribute back as much as we can. We did talk about this here recently. It was if we get everybody on the team.
You want to scoot over so you're in this a little more?
Oh, no, I'm hiding.
Oh, okay.
It's all you. You get the entire team to even go onto the support forums and answer one question a day. I mean, that collectively is
that adds up quick.
It adds up really quickly. Yeah. And so the power of one is maybe not so great, but collectively, I think we exceed that
100%.
Yeah. So I think it's internal discussions that we're having now. What does that look like? And I think that was, I don't know what your total intent was. I mean, if you can get everybody to get 5% of the business committing back to it, I think it makes sense. But I think overall, if you get people even committing 1-2% where they weren't there before, that's a huge success. So.
As they say, we'll go 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, that's it.
And it could be a little addicting, right? Like once you start contributing back, like you say, you help somebody and they really thank you and they're just so appreciative. Or maybe you get a patch in core. Like some of those things are extremely addicting. Like I have code and WordPress.
First time you see your name in that release post.
And then it's
first
like a snowball.
First time you get your gravatar in a state of the word. Yeah, like it
can be very addicting. And that's, you know,
it's a good drug though, right?
It's a great drug
that democratizes publishing.
Yes, that's cool.
So when are you getting on the jiu-jitsu, man? That's the next thing. I even brought my gi. I didn't get out. I didn't get the train.
Well, I guess you guys are going to post about Fire for the Future. I got to do some Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Oh, so
you heard it here live on Dradcast. If we get the 5% up, folks, you should be looking at 5% of your company to contribute back to the project. That's getting you to hire people and do this type of awesome work.
And then you can beat me up.
Oh, geez.
So go easy on my hands and my head.
Like, I will get you a key with a WordPress logo on the back.
I don't want that. Would be terrible branding.
Oh, come on. Hey,
you know how
jiu-jitsu is a healthy lifestyle.
This is a true story. WordPress history. People used to complain about WordPress going down all the time, and WordPress wasn't scalable. WordPress, and we're like, man, what is this? And it turns out that, like, you know, naive people, we put our logo on the error page. So when the database was down, it said, WordPress, database is down. It's a terrible place to put your brand. So once we made the, literally, now you know the database down error. It's just like plain text, super error simple.
Establishing.
No WordPress logo. And people, the perception of WordPress is way better. So I feel like me and our WordPress key getting beat up would be not good.
You can't end the fight before it starts. You don't know what's going to happen.
I can predict.
Yeah.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, I really appreciate everything you do, but certainly appreciate you coming and hanging out with us for a few minutes today.
Wow.
And hope to see you again soon.
Thanks so much, Matt. It's good seeing you.
See you.
Have a great one. Enjoy the rest of the show, folks.